Well, good morning. I think I'd turn to have you turn to one of Rob's favorite verses. What was it? Hezekiah 7:14, was it? Yeah, I don't think you'll find it in my Bible, but maybe Rob has a special Bible. Uh-oh. Let's pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, this day we set aside to worship you. We ask, Lord, that you continue to work in our hearts and our minds, renewing our minds to focus not on the world's thinking, but on your thinking. And that everything we do, we'll do to glorify you. We ask these things in the name of your blessed and holy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as we take communion, and move this just a little bit, some of the things God has been working, or at least bringing to mind to me, I want you, if you have your Bibles, to turn to Matthew 19, chapter 19, and starting with verse 16. And I'm going to read a section there. I may get through all of the verses. 16 through 26, but that's where I'm taking this from. Begins like this. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good." Of course, he's referring to God. "But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Then he said to him, "Which ones?" I think that's kind of funny that he asked which ones when he just told him to keep the commandments. But and so he says, Jesus says to him, "You shall not commit murder." So he starts with the sixth commandment. I don't know why he skips the first ones, but let's... But in my mind, I think I got an idea. Okay, so he says, "You shall not commit murder," number six. "You shall not commit adultery," that's number seven. "And you shall not steal," and "you shall not bear false witness." And then he skips the tenth commandment and goes to the fourth. He says, "Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Well, I guess when he says you shall love your neighbor as yourself, he kind of includes... Oh, what? The commandments 5 through 10. He's not said anything about commandments 1 through 4, which are what we call the vertical commandments, right? And the young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?" I have to stop there and think, wow, that's pretty arrogant. Self-righteousness, because I know none of us have kept those commandments perfectly. It's not a possibility. Well, let's go back to, "You shall not commit murder." And just on that one alone, I go back to, Matthew 5, where Jesus is on his Sermon on the Mount. Verse 21 starts, You have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. And whoever says to his brother, 'You good for nothing,' shall be guilty before the Supreme Court. And whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell." I'm like going, okay, well, so number six is more than just, you know, the actual deed of committing murder. The thought of it is, you can murder in your heart, you can, you know, we've all heard the phrase, "If looks could kill," or we've said cutting words, maybe, to someone. I mean, we're guilty of that. And in James, what is it, chapter 4, he says, trying to remember, if you've committed one sin, basically, if you've not kept one of the laws, if you've committed them all, He just, you know, it's like cuts to the chase. But here it is. Jesus, going back to this, starting with verse 20, when the young man says, "All these things I have kept, what am I still lacking?" So obviously he realizes he's lacking something, or maybe he's looking for Jesus to say, "Hey, you're a great guy." I don't know. You know, maybe he's looking for some reassurance there. Jesus said to them, "If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." So Jesus maybe have skipped the first four commandments, but here he comes to the heart of the first four commandments, is to love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. So he hits the guy right where his heart is. And he knows that this man has put his possessions, his worldly goods, those are where his heart is. That's where his love is. Now, he begins again, but in verse 22, "But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property." So obviously he had an idol of the heart, and it was his property. Jesus addressed it. Idols of the heart are sometimes things we don't see even. And that's what I think I'm trying to get through with. What is the idols of my heart? I remember when I'm reading 1 John, the last verse, John, all that love, 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 love stuff, and then you get the last verse and it says, "Children, do not worship idols." It's like, oh, where'd that come from? It seems like it's out of character, but it's not. And here it comes back to this point that this man had, thought he was righteous, thought he was a good guy, I guess, thought he'd done all these things, and he's looking for Jesus to basically say, "Yeah, you're the greatest man I've ever met," or whatever, I don't know. And he comes back to him and says, "Uh-uh, you have issues here. You have a worship that of your possessions." So that is, I know, coming back to this is, we're taking communion, which is a great thing, but it is to point to our need for a Savior. We all have a need. We all have a need for a Savior, whether we think so or not, whether we have disillusions, where we're disillusioned in our own minds of thinking, "Oh, we're better than this guy. God doesn't grade on a curve." You know, we all have that desire to, I guess, be glorified or be uplifted or be thought of as good. But God's coming back and saying, "Without me, you have nothing." I think that's where we need to look at today, is what is our need? Our need is to be humble before him and understand that Jesus didn't just come to, you know, save those that are really bad, because we all fit that category. He came to save us all, and we are in that. That is our need, and that's my point, I guess, here, okay? So let's partake.